Sir, your name and your date of birth, please.
Ross Klein, Kershaw and Zhou Ye, 18 号, 1981.
1981. Do you remember your ARC number or your passport number?
I don't have it in my head, no.
现在不记得。 Do you know your address, your residence here in Taiwan?
Yep.
Okay.
It's right here.
Okay, that one? Okay.
So yeah, and it's Leo 630, Minxian Lu, Section 1, West District, 2nd floor, Erlo. And it's Minxian Lu, is that how you say it?
Meichun Lu. Is that your residence now? You live there
yeah.
now?
Well, that's... yeah, we'll just say.
Okay, do you have any relationship, like for example, like a family member or any relationship with this, no, with this Miss Li Huiru, the defendant? Do you have any relationship with her?
I don't know, who? With who?
The defendant.
Oh, my landlord.
Oh, that's your landlord?
No, God, no, of course not, no.
Has it had a 屋主,
right? Yeah.
Okay, so this one is your enclosement to say that you will speak the whole truth
and
nothing but the truth.
Good.
Okay,
Lord,
so if there's any lie or any.
You, I, on my mother.
Lie, then
yeah.
So that one will definitely be a crime.
And I have a lot of evidence too.
Okay, so 他说我了解，然后我不会说谎，然后我很多证据。那请他承认吗？ Well, need you to help me sign over here.
I promise to tell the truth.
先念在前吗？ Okay, I will need you to ask you to repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay, 证人结问。
Oh, that's like, I promise, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth,
yes,
so help me God.
Yes, basically it's the same thing, but it's in Chinese.
好好好。
Okay, 证人结文。
证人结文。
知道强于。
知道强于。
贵属。
贵属。
112年度。
112年度。
他字。
他字。
地。
地。
9055。
9055。
号。
号。 9055 号。
被告。
被告
李慧如 诈欺案件
诈欺案件
伪证人
伪证人
当据实陈述
当据实陈述
绝无逆
绝无逆
是
是
增
增
减
减
此节
此节
证人
证人
Your name
柯受恩
中华民国
中文名字柯受恩中华民国
112年
112年
11月
11月
14日
14日
Yes, and I'll need your help to sign over here.
Thank you.
No problem.
Come, but gone, but I can speak.
Do you need a table?
Oh, this is fine. Right here?
This part, yes.
Signature,
not
printed.
Okay. 签名 Okay, this one, can you help me write down 112?
Yeah.
11.
Right here?
Yes, please. And 14.
Okay.
Thank you. So you are here to prosecute for Ms. Li Huiru,
yeah.
And the reason is fraud. Is it correct?
Yeah, I mean, coercion, fraud, coercion is a big one.
But this time around, this court is for fraud, so.
But fraud and coercion are very closely related things,
okay.
So yeah. I'm sure that you're going to see many crimes in this story.
Okay. So what is the fact? in this case? For example, the time and the place maybe, and did she ask you to sign any documents, or she conduct this kind of act?
What happened? That's the story. First of all, I would like to apologize for the strong wording in the first two pages that I passed to her last week.
Okay.
And let her know I was very at my wit's end when I wrote it.
Okay.
And that, therefore, the language is quite...
So you mean the two pages you conducted to who? The prosecutor?
I want to apologize. They're quite strongly worded.
Okay. Okay, so it's
just saying it's fine. Bull Howie's, I was very upset
okay,
when
so,
I wrote
but
that.
She will need you to
but
tell her the
I think
fact.
She did read this.
Yes, but we will need you to actually.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Basically, we are making statements here.
Okay. So she's read everything. She knows what's going on.
Basically, yes.
She knows the story. So I moved in a rush. I moved in because of the place I was leaving. So I was sort of in a haste when I moved.
Okay.
And I'll never do that again.
And
so...
How long have you been here in Taiwan?
Most of my adult life. I first came when I was 18. I was 18
and
in
Taiwan.
And then Canada for 5 years. And
Right. Yeah, 然后回加拿大五年的时间之后又过来台湾. So after 5 years, you from Canada and then you come back to Taiwan again.
Roughly, I'm getting the dates.
就大约,
you know.
Okay, 没关系。那第二件事情，因为他在之前曾经提到说是在去年去年的十一月二十一号之前跟对方签房屋的租约，是这件事吗？
So based on the record that we have, that you actually signed a contract, the landlord, the renting contract, with the landlord.
Yeah.
Last year, November, before November 21st.
So it wasn't last year or the year before that. It was the year before. What year was this?
是去年吗？
Oh, would be technically because we're in December.
So was it a few years back, around like 2010?
It wasn't yesterday.
Or it was last year?
I think it was 2010, more likely. It was late 2010, right? And it was in the fall, October or November, I believe.
October or November.
Am I right on that date? I think so. I have my dates in my files, but yeah. Anyway, I moved in because I found a realtor who showed me a house and showed me another house. His name was Weber. Very friendly person because I was feeling stressed at that time.
So, do you mind if I just confirm again?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually signed a contract with Miss Lee around like October or November, somewhere late in 2010?
Whatever date it was. I have that contract.
I have
the contract.
You can get the contract.
Yeah, I think that... I'm sorry, well, 看不懂中, sometimes I rustle through papers and I don't know what I'm looking at. Like, that whole reason I'm being sued, I don't know what I'm looking at. can I use my computer?
No.
Then I'll find the paper. I think
okay,
I have it here.
So we'll leave the paper.
Okay. This is the contract.
No, actually, this is one, the reconciliation with your landlord.
That's not the contract. Okay, wait.
Is this one? This one is the Tennessee contract.
That, okay. Yeah. October?
It's October 2020.
对, okay. That's the house.
That's it. Okay, what is the fact that you feel that she actually like sort of lied to you or act of fraud?
Well, I mean, I moved in and I believe she had quite a lot of my money, maybe upwards of $200,000. Had been spent in the deposit. I think it was four or five months worth of money out.
Just the deposit.
Yeah, like for your, you have to pay, because when you get
while
a house,
you signed the contract?
Oh yeah. Paid her on that day. Actually, technically I paid her 8,000 that day, and then the next week the rest was wired to her account, like I promised. But yes, I just, as in good confidence that day, gave her 8,000 and said, sorry, I don't have the cash, but I'll, and I did it within a week.
Okay,
like I said,
so the day you signed a contract, you actually pay her 8,000, and then afterwards,
Don't get hung up, because you know, if we're in a court, we don't want to have any lies.
Okay, it, around
in my
there.
Memory, I gave her some money down, and
okay,
said, I'll pay you
money.
Back in a week, you know.
Okay, so some few $1,000.
Yeah, just so she knew I was serious,
okay.
You know.
And then the next day, you actually wow her with the around $200,000?
No, it wasn't like that. It was like your, however much it would be, it was a lot. Well, if the rent's 30 times... 4, right? 30, 60, 90, 120. And then I'm in my memory feeling 200,000 because I've just moved a whole school.
Okay.
and that took a lot of expenses to renovate the place.
The
you
deposit
know.
Is around like 4 to 5 months.
100,000 to Bella. And the work I did on her place, I took a wall out, I fixed a floor so it's all one
sorry.
Level.
Let's start with deposit
mm-hmm.
first.
Okay.
So the deposit is around a few $1,000 on the day
high.
You sign the contract.
Yeah.
And then the next day you were around like sort of around $100,000 there?
Yeah. She had more than $100,000 of my money. That's
okay.
for sure.
在签约那一天的时候, 因为他为了表示说他想要承租这个房屋, 所以他就在当场时候那个, 屋主跟他要求了要有就是押金。 对, 所以他说他当天就给他了几千块, 然后, 好。 是。
所以他答应被告要求的押金是吗?
对, 押金, 然后, 但是他当天给他了几千块, 他不确定到底多少钱, 但是是当时, 钱包里面的所有现金。 当天现金，隔天还有汇款。隔天汇款多少钱？隔天汇款，我不确定确切的数字，但是大约是三四个月的房租，所以大概是十几二十万左右。 What is the rental per month?
This is where the contract already starts to look rather wonky or suspicious, for lack of a better word. It is the only time that the realtor had ever seen this. She wanted the rent to go up after 3 years and then up again after four, or up after two. It says here, it goes up as the time goes on. And we have the exact amount of months written in this contract. And it just seems a little bit odd, doesn't it? I'll find the point.
First, the very first beginning about the deposit.
32 or 33, I believe. It's written down here somewhere. There's 50.
No, this one is the space.
The space. I don't know. We're going to find it eventually. It's in here. Is that it on the back? There it is. 37?
Yeah.
It was 37 a month.
每个月三万七千元.
But then it goes up after... to 70.
然后他说, 但他认为有一个疑虑就是让他觉得很奇怪, 是说, 他在之后,
I can't put the, I'll find it. It's so
sorry, can I?
Yeah, take the whole thing, but there's, it goes up three times.
他现在讲的意思说，因为他到之后，他当时是透过中介去帮他找房屋，然后他说之后等到他们已经讲好了要租这房之后，才看到这份合约。那是根据那个屋主的讲法说，好像每隔三年开始会往房租就要往上调整5%。
Okay. 好，所以他是在
五年再开始往上调整5%这样。
Okay, 所以他是在签约当天才看到合约
了。Okay, so is the day you signed the contract, was it the first time you saw the contract?
First time I saw, I made the contract that day. Actually, one more thing, I modified the contract quite a lot. In the original contract, it said, if anything breaks, we fix 50-50. And that rolling metal gate was $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
In the original contract, she wanted me to pay half of that.
然后这份房屋契约其实已经有很多东西是他跟他协调过的了。
等一下，我先确认一下，
是
刚才是提到说，那开始透过中介找房屋，契约当天才看到合约，其中有提到承租三年后会调涨房屋。
对，然后五年之后再调一次。
好，五年会再调一次，但他当时是接受的，是吗
？So you actually accept this section?
Well, I thought, yeah, you know, if I'm able to, yeah.Because if I'm there and it's working, it's a big build. Before COVID, remember.
Okay.
I had no idea COVID was going to come.
Okay.
But it came.
So that time you actually agreed to this.
Oh, yeah,
this
I thought it was possible. Yeah.
对，我当时是同意的，因为我以为是我做得到的。
I've been in a place with a jackhammer every day for about 5 months before that. So
a jackhammer?
A jackhammer. Against the wall, went right through
my
wall. So I just had to go somewhere.And so I was quite happy to go from Dabin Sujoje to Dabin Uje.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
You know, it was a rush job. And in, right. Do you know how to say hindsight is 20/20? I look back, I think you idiot. You did it too fast, you know?
我这边继续打断一下。是。就是说，他会认为在签约的那个时候被告就骗他。
So when you signed the contract on that day, did you feel deceived? Sorry.
On that day, I felt that there was obviously, hindsight's 20/20. Now I look back and think, you idiot, God, the signs were there. Like, they were actually fighting downstairs while I was upstairs in the realty office fixing the contract.
Who
Weber and Bella were talking about the contract and negotiating what was going to happen, and they told me to go upstairs. So I was upstairs writing the contract, and Weber came upstairs very, you know,we're getting a new place. We can't rent there. And I said, oh, come on. Really? I mean, she's here. Come on.
在当天的时候，当天签约的时候，房仲跟屋主两个其实就在楼下有争执。那根据他的说法是，当时是在争执关于合约的事情。那后来他在上面他已经准备要签约，因为他当时很急的赶忙要换房子。那当那个房仲上来的时候，房仲叫 Weber 上来的时候就跟他说，我们不能租这个房子。对，我们要再找个地方。但是因为他当时真的很赶，所以他就说，so you say it's fine?
In many ways, I look back and think about myself.
Okay.
You idiot!
他当时接受。
You, but in that moment, it felt like this
okay,
is what I have to
so,
do.
That moment, you find everything was okay.
Well,
at that
moment in time, we had, yeah. I mean, I thought, you know what? She just really has a, it was a problem about $1,000 they were arguing about.
Okay.
Bella wouldn't budge on $1,000. I gave her $1,000. I said, son, stop fighting.
Okay.
但是他没有回答我的问题哦。他到底是不是觉得那个时间点被告就诈欺他，还是其实没有？还是得要简易的先回答。
That date. Okay, the date I signed the contract. Do you feel deceived?
No, I felt like...
So that day you were not...
We were talking. Her
okay.
daughter was there translating and being very friendly and very kosher. The husband, however...
So, at what point of time that the landlord, the Miss Lee, like...
Become weird and suspicious. Is that the right way to put it? Yes.
No, you mean that... Because you feel like deceived, right? In a way?
Well...
Then when was it that you started to feel...
When was it that I started to feel deceived? I think after about 3 months...
大约三个月之后...
Of realizing slowly...
我慢慢就开始了解...
Like, you don't want to face the reality, but you have to face the reality at some point. That nothing ever... is getting fixed when this guy Paul is always showing up. Not
Paul
once.
Is the husband of Weber?
Let me explain.
Okay.
I move in.
Okay.
Weber's my realtor.
Uh-huh.
I thought. Weber throws his hands up in dismay and says, I'm not your realtor anymore. I can't deal with Bella. She's broken the law. You know, you don't have a rolling metal gate. I'm out. And Weber told me the very first time I moved in, when I was just putting all my stuff inside that night, that this guy, Paul, is my new realtor.
But okay.
I'm like, but that doesn't even make sense because I don't even know who he is. And is he a realtor? Is he my, how can he be my realtor if you're the guy that found this house for me? You're the realtor. You know. But anyway, at that moment in time, Paul's going to be the new go-to guy that I have to call. And Weber was so kind and helpful. But I learned the very second day of being there, the first day I woke up, and I heard noises downstairs. Christ, the door was wide open. There's a video. It's on video. I go downstairs. It's all on video. And I say, what? The door's open. No one's here.
The one that we're talking, because the
I'm sorry. Tell the story.
The prosecutor needs to know that.
I'm sorry.
Exactly when is the time that you felt deceived?
That, in hindsight, it would be that day, but it wasn't that day in reality. And that day, I was still trying to hide.
Okay, so in reality?
In reality, I was still trying to ignore all the signs that were around me.
And around what time you suddenly like wake from... You know,
when
the
email that she probably will bring up, a very obviously losing my temper email, where I say, good Lord, I mean...
Oh, okay, so when was the email date?
When was the email date?
Yes.
I can find out the exact
date. So was it like, according to just now you mentioned to me, you felt deceived
like
3 months after you rent the house.
Yeah, I can have it. I'm going to find out. I have it here. January 28th? No. So January 28th, that's quite a long time, isn't it? We're talking January 28th-ish would be when it's the magnitude. But the magnitude just keeps getting greater and greater exponentially.
Okay.
So
when is the time that you actually
feel just a moment.
Let's just say the strike.
Yeah. I'm going to find the papers with it on it. Because I have it all written out on a diary.
Okay.
And I passed it to the judge, too, so she's got it, too. December 13th.
December 13th. Okay. So
no,
that's the time you actually fell.
It wasn't just, it was earlier. It was earlier. It was.
Shockwave.
Okay. This is when we start to get angry. Okay. December 17th.
Sorry.
December 13th. No. It would be late December. Well, I'd been there
late
for.
Late December?
I'd been there for 10 weeks and nothing at all ever got fixed. Only broken. Every time we came to fix something, it got broken.
他们当时就有提到说，有一些东西是需要修缮的。那修缮一开始的合约的时候，原本是说是要由房客负担所的部分，后来是协商之后呢，就决定是50-50，就是各付一半。那但是我在那边 ，so around like 10 weeks later, that you feel like everything, nothing's fixed, but it's only okay, it's only get broken.
Every time he comes to fix things, I have to mop the floor because he's getting all these lavish
smoking.
然后，
但是我住了10个礼拜之后，时间没有任何样东西是被修缮完成的。So around like 10 weeks later, that's the time you felt.
Then when there were all these cupboards on the floor of the bedroom.
So do you find that that's the part that's the action of fraud or deceit? Like the 10 weeks and then nothing was fixed?
You know, to be honest, it wasn't until quite late in the game.
Yes, okay, so...
In the last year.
Last year,
yeah,
so
a year ago, I started to realize, Jesus, that was obviously like a total scam job.
Okay, so it's around a year...
You know, maybe... But I knew it was a scam...
So, 那时候开始，然后，他有一点自己觉得，好像一切都很夸张、很过分的时候，大概是他去 a year later, you mean?
Oh no. But I mean,
in
that time,
because they need the time,
I thought I was really deceived. Okay, we'll put an earlier time because that's only fair to justice.
So around what time? It's like 10 weeks
later? December, 10 weeks later.
Okay,
10 weeks later.
就是对，那10周之后。
Yeah, 10 weeks later, that's fair.
So the part that you felt is an action of fraud or scam was that she actually promised you to fix the things in the house, but she didn't?
Well, when you move into a new place, it goes without saying, little things get fixed in the first week.
Was it actually mentioned at the time you signed the contract?
Well, it was mentioned. Yes, sir, it was. Weber told me this is just the way it is. Like doors, keys for doors, smoke detectors.
So Weber told you that things
should be in certain order, like things the way you want them in the first week.
当时在签约的时候，他说那个房仲 Weber 就告诉他说有一些小东西，例如说钥匙啊，或者是一些门锁的部分。
So here I am in the house where a guy named...
So you mean like keys and some small locks or like a cupboard?
And all the things that are in the bedroom that need to be taken out to the trash.
So was it actually said by the landlord, say that this will be done?
Yeah, well, I mean, no, it was not like verbally worded out, but like...
Okay.
In the agreement process, when Weber was part of the picture, it was certainly agreed, and the notion was everything will be fine in just a few weeks' time. We'll get it all fixed up, you know. Or then I would have felt very uneasy, indeed, you know.
那时候在签合约，就是在找房子的时候，房仲就跟他讲说，他跟房东的协调之后得到的资讯是说。 包括例如说，像房东以前旧房客留下的东西，都会是被清出去的，这样。然后一些修缮， so you mean the fix is like some cupboard or like
just throw this trash away.
Okay, so basically they didn't clean the house.
所以后来是没有清出去吗？
So they didn't clean the house. They didn't throw out all the trash or those.
Well, it wasn't trash. It was like old cupboards that were in the bedroom.
So left by the last tenant.
I don't know, but they were there.
But you say
please get rid of that.
That you actually. Specifically say that you don't want that.
Yes, I right upon, right, yeah, they knew that from the get-go.
She gave me... 就是有一些像旧的柜子或什么之类的，他当时就说他不想要这些东西，然后他们当时就承诺说会把它清出去。 So they didn't get rid of them anyway, in the end.
Again, not one thing was ever done, ever. And no appointment was ever made, not once. He just always showed up.
So the fact is that, is there any loss of your property or your money, let's sort of say? Because that's the fact of the fraud.
Right,
and,
right, okay.
And no offense, but you know, at the court of law, the emotion part doesn't
I'm very
count.
Emotional, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry to say that, but because the prosecutor also mentioned that, can you provide any fact? Now, for example, the loss of money or the property?
I can provide the fact that nothing was ever fixed, only broken when it was fixed. And I can provide we have video evidence of that. I can provide the fact of the very first day there, breaking and entering, there, my house is opened.
Breaking and entering he said, by who?
This Paul guy,
Paul
I didn't
guy.
Know he was
so
coming.
So basically he sort of intrude.
That's against the law, to go inside someone's house without them knowing.
The first day that you moved
first
in.
Day.
Okay. 他刚刚有提到说，就是因为原本的那个房仲跟 那个屋主就是协调沟通不来，然后也其实原本有阻止他。那后来在他们签约了，那在这之后呢，原本的房仲后来就跟原告讲说，哦，我没有办法了，没有办法再跟这个屋主协调。对他刚刚有提到说，那个这个房仲说这个屋主基本上就是有一些所谓的犯法的行为。因为在当下那一天。 他很急，他就想要赶快定下来。在这之后，据说有另外一位自称是他的房仲，叫 Paul， 然后在他搬进房子的第一天，这个人就直接就闯进来了，没有就是。
他要告的对象是被告。
Yeah， but so
this time around, that, so for the landlord part, that is there anything that's...
Well, Paul is the landlord, right? Like,
it's Paul the landlord. I thought Paul was the...
Paul's the three of them are one. You know, the Paul, the husband, and the wife are together.
Paul and...
It's the crime...
The
crime
Miss
syndicate.
Miss Lee
and her husband. That's called the crime syndicate right there.
Hold on. So Paul and Miss Lee.
And her husband.
And her husband.
Yeah. In tandem.
Okay, but now you talk about Bella only. Miss Lee. So what did actually Miss Lee did? That... Because this time the defendant is actually
Miss Lee. Miss Lee did nothing then.
So, Miss Lee did nothing.
Well,
I mean,
she wasn't there.
She's
in Hsinchu. She's in Hsinchu. Yeah, she's in Hsinchu.
But because the landlord is this person, Miss Lee.
Yeah, yeah. And her husband is also the landlord, right?
Is
the husband also the landlord?
丈夫算屋主吗? No.
So, the husband told me he's also the landlord when he was yelling at me in Hsinchu that day.
Okay, but then, anyway, fact that any loss of money, property, or personal belongings?
Oh no, the door, even though the doors were wide open and no one was there, no one stole anything.
Okay, 没有任何的钱财或者是财务上的损失。
Kindly understand that 2 years of this is enough. I've had it. And this needs to end. I don't have time for 16 other law cases to sue the right people that I'm not suing today.
Okay,
I really can't do it any longer. I'm at my wit's end.
因为我这样忍受两年，我真的是受不了了。对，然后他不知道说他到底应该是要对谁提出像这样子的。
对。Okay. That's it. It stops at Christmas, or I'm never coming back. Period. Now, another thing you should know. Paul said, "I'm sorry." What's me a bumfa?
是。So we're still renting this...
Wait a moment. What's 没有办法?
没有办法 means there's nothing I can do.
And so did Paul say, there's nothing I can do, you know, I'm sorry I came in? No. Paul said, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were home. As if it's okay to come in when I'm not home.
Okay, sorry. Because I'm important to actually ask you, are you still currently renting this house?
Oh, God, no.
No. 没有. So you don't live there now?
And the 12 months that I did live there, if you take all of the money that went to her bank account and divide it by 12, $28,000 a month is what I gave her at the height of COVID. I think that's pretty honest and pretty damn good.
28,000.
28,000块我给她一个月.
But,
that if you take all the time and all the money and divide it, it's 28.
Because the amount here is 37.
Yeah, but we agreed upon a door that worked and a rolling metal gate.
Oh, okay.
You know. Sorry. Sorry.
But 他只是想要表达说，就是他在如果说根据他当时这样给他所有的金钱状况来讲的话，他每个月都还是支付他的28,000元的新台币的房租。但是在这28,000元当中，虽然说可能没有到他的37,000，但是所有该修缮的部分，他就是房东都没有做好。然后他刚有提到一个，就是 Paul 这一个人。好。So how long was the rental that you stayed there? How long did you?
I stayed for 12 months at 28,000 a month. If you divide all the take the money I gave her and divide it by 12, it's 28. I was very careful about that. Because that would be the only fair way forward. In my mind.
But you do realize it's like 37,000.
But there's more to the story.
Okay. So, according to what Jasmine mentioned, you actually pay, according to you, you've been there for a year or so?
I left after 12 months. I think it was.
Okay, so you've been there 12 months.
I think it was. I don't think
it
was 13.
So, the money you gave to the landlord in total, then you divided by 12 months, so it's 28,000 a month.
Times
12. So, even though it's lower than the 37,000 that you agreed,
it's half the place that I agreed to.
So, how much did you agree, actually?
I agreed what's in the contract.
37.
Yeah, and then...
So the 28,000 is less than 37.
Why is that?
But because like you think that what's supposed to be fixed and those trash are supposed
no,
to be go out. That
no,
you...
it's because the day after they fixed the rolling metal gate.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Patrick was on his way out and it collapsed. It was on TVBS. I think you've seen the video.
Okay.
Did she see the video?
Yes. That one is already been taken care of. So the prosecutor will only need to know. So you didn't... So those that are supposed to be fixed, that was not fixed.
Yeah.
Okay, so even though that you pay 28,000 a month, even though it's lower than 37,000, no. you still felt that it was a fraud or deceived.
Yeah, definitely. And
did you request for any other civil lawsuit?
Oh, yes. I didn't know what to do. I tried every avenue.
So was it up to the court?
I went first to this...
So the civil court, was it open?
I went first to this government office, closer to that decision.
No, I mean... Did you actually came here for the civil lawsuit?
What do you mean?
Because this one is for crime. Crime. Fraud is a crime, right? So there's another civil lawsuit you actually brought up to Ms. Lee, or you didn't?
I'm very ignorant about the laws and what I'm supposed to do. I'm
okay.
very ignorant. Excuse me. I am.
So
I'm sorry.
Did you, except for this one?
So what I did was, I went to the government building, you know, the city hall. He told me to go to another government building and speak to this lady.
Okay.
So I went there.
Uh-huh.
And she told me, you need to make a mediation with the landlord to come to an agreement about
okay.
what you're
so
going to pay.
So that one is intimidation. But except for this part that about the fraud thing, did you actually bring up any civil lawsuit to against the landlord?
I did everything I knew how to do.
But you are not sure if the civil lawsuit was part of
it. I wouldn't know what it would be called. You know. I do ABC every day. I don't know much beyond, you know, what I'm supposed to legally hear and to navigate, believe me.
You have a witness today, right?
Two. And I have five that are going to come and see.
What can they prove?
Well, they'll just give their testimony that I'm telling the truth about the story. But I'm not done the story yet. It's very important. You get some more points in this. This is very important.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but because here now we don't actually need a story, but we need a fact.
Okay, another fact. The husband and Shinju...
So the two witnesses, what can they prove at this court of law?
Patrick can attest that Bella called him and had him very worried, almost in tears, that he was associating with me, was going to wind him up in prison.
Okay, so you say the Bella threatened to put Patrick in
anyone
prison.
Anyone that talks
no, no,
to
but,
me.
Mm-hmm. 他说外面有一个证人叫 Patrick, 然后他之前那个房东有威胁他说要把这个 Patrick
She's rare. That's good.
But that one is that. But I mean, what can he prove to?
You can see we're dealing with someone who uses the law to bully people.
对，因为跟这位关系。 How about the other witness? What is he going to prove?
So I move in. Rock couldn't really. She's never done anything to Rock. Personally, so all Rock can say is that it's true. He didn't have window blinds. He didn't have privacy. He didn't have a door that locked.
Okay. 另外一位证人是可以证明，就是说，这位就是先生他在租屋期间是没有任何的隐私的。
The husband in Shinju that day.
因为他之前就是他们可以就是随意就是进去房子里面，然后刚刚有提到那个 Paul 之前在他还在房子里面的时候，他就闯进去，然后当他看到他的时候，他说，哎，他是房东会闯进来，还是有人会？The landlord? Did the landlord ever go in, or the husband, or the Paul?
Oh, in go in where?
The place that you rent.
So
when you were in there.
No, never, never. Paul did. Only Paul.
Paul did.
Only Paul.
And how about the husband of the landlord?
Never, only Paul.
有一位叫 Paul 的.
But when I went to Patrick drove me to Shinju for a, what I thought was going to be a mediation, but later found out was a trap so they could record my voice agreeing to something admitted by Weber. But that's on video too. Wait, it gets worse.
Do you know what is the relationship between Paul and the landlord?
I was told Paul is my new realtor.
他被告知说他是 Ross先生的那个房客 sorry, 对不起, 那个中介
中介啊，对，我被告知说霍尔是房东的中介，是没有是房客，是就是柯松先生本人的中介，他是这样被告知的。等一下，我确认一下，所以这个人是谁？房客还是中介？他据说是房客的中介，但是他原本对对对，但是他原本一开始接洽的人并不是这位 Paul。
This was fraud.
所以我认为这是诈欺。好，所以我认为是诈欺。那这个Paul的有什么？Do you have any like business card or name card?
I have it in my phone.
这里再取得租约跟相关的资料之后，我们认为有必要就会联系他，请他提供证人的资料让我们传唤。但今天的事实还不明确，所以我认为没有今天问证人的必要。我们没有办法问证人，不知道问什么。So this investigation law will stop here today. Okay, because based on what just now you mentioned, there's no obvious fact yet that there's an act of fraud. So they will ask the defendant, which is Ms. Lee, to come over to provide certain information that is needed and required for the prosecutor for the investigation. So as today, they will not call in the witness.
Okay, so only
when there's any other new evidence or any sort of information that is required, then they might ask you or Ms. Lee to come over to the court and they might ask the witness to come as well.
Here's the deal, just four more points and I'm done, I've said my piece. The point one, why is it so important for me to talk about Weber when the first day of being there she wrote me that Weber was a thief and never to talk to him again by email? She just hated Weber after I moved in. That's a point worth keeping. Because when I was getting in jail for 6 months, apparently, me agreeing
you
to Weber...
In jail?
I've been 6 months in prison. My mom's not going to let me come back to Taiwan, ever. No parent would.
Okay. So, hold on.
That's point
他说他想要增加四点，就第一点是那个第一开始他的房屋中介那个 Weber， 就是他在搬进去的第一天的时候，这个房仲就没有，他就说房仲就跟他讲说这个中介是一个小偷，然后就是认为说这个人是很坏的，他提到这一点，然后第二点他，So
do
you want to ask the first landlord Weber to come in as the court as witness？ So they will definitely call in for the first retailer, Weber?
The guy,
for the
yeah.
fact, yes, yeah. So they will contact him. So is there anything else that is fact, let's just say fact, and evidence, hard
yeah.
evidence?
Well, yeah, we had my witness, Vanessa.
But the witness will not come in today.
Yeah.
Right, so this is the end of the
okay.
investigation court, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyway, thank you very much. And just make sure she's read what I wrote and she knows the whole story.
Yes, basically.
Because I can't come back here after I leave. No parent would let their child come back to a country with 750,000 bounty over them and 6 months in jail. No parent would do that.
Okay.
And I can't do that to my mother. So I want this mess cleaned up.
Okay.
I don't deserve to have $750,000 over my name. Not in Taiwan, I don't know. As hard as I've worked.
I need you to sign over here.
Yeah. So I just sincerely beg you to not have me leave the country. But I have no choice if that's
okay,
the case.
Okay, so yeah. I need you to sign over here.
Yeah.
Okay, these are basically the questions not just you answered.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Christmas. I hope I can come back to Taiwan. You don't know how terrible this is to be in this predicament. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, by the way. I'm sorry I wasn't more friendly to you. We were sitting out here. I'm Ross. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And hopefully this thing will be all cleaned up soon.
You are very good, and I'm sorry I'm so emotional.
Thank you.
But I wanted to mention the point, but it doesn't matter because it's not really... what can she do, right?
Well, after all, the case is like the court of law, so they can only get the fact.
One point at a time. But Bella had said to me, my friend Vanessa said to Bella, he's going to kill himself. If you don't go easy on him, you've made him very my friend Vanessa, who's another witness, that's why I said we should tell her, is another witness. It's very important that the judge know this about Bella's character. Said, I'm going to kill myself. What you're doing, you're being too hard on him. Let him be, you know?
Okay.
He's not, you know, he can't move out. He'll be homeless.
Okay.
She wrote back with an upped insurance for if in the event of suicide.
Oh, okay.
That's not very nice. She's basically proud of causing me suicide, bragging about it. This is not a good person.
Okay.
So I thought that was a good point, but it's not really related to this, is it? Because it's case by case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Okay. All right, thank you.
For this part, yet, no, not yet. Because they still need to collect some more evidence from the defendant as well. And also,
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the next time the search, the lady that showed her, she looks and the pronunciation is like